sacrificed for the sin of man. Was blood laid on the altar from a sacrificial lamb, until the Son of God came down and died upon a tree. Oh, praise the Holy Lamb of God, my soul has been redeemed. The blood is still enough to wash all sin away. The power of the cross still changes lives today. Just one drop is all it takes, and with that crimson touch, all things are new. I know it's true, the blood is still enough. So many search for answers in philosophies of man, and hang their hopes on any modern remedy at hand. But all I'll ever need flows from the cross of Calvary. The blood that Jesus shed that day is still enough for me. The blood is still enough to wash all sin away. The power of the cross still changes lives today. Just one drop is all it takes, and with that crimson touch, all things are new. I know it's true, the blood is still enough.
The blood is still enough
to wash all sin away.
The power of the cross still changes lives today.
Well, just one drop is all it takes,
and with
and rips and turns and touch, all things are new. I know it's true, the blood is still enough.
Well, just one drop is all it takes,
and with
and rips and turns and touch,
all things are new. I know it's true, the blood is still enough. All things are new. I know it's true.
People everywhere are trying to tell us certain things we have to do if we want to go to heaven, but the Bible clearly tells us that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. The blood is still enough. That was music there by the Wilburns, and welcome to Gospel Time. I'm your host, Dave Rigg, and during this half hour, it's going to be my privilege to bring to you the Gospel of Jesus Christ in song. Now let's bring on the trio, He's So Good to Me. You're listening to Gospel Time.
Sight to eyes of blind, and cause me to see how I love.
In the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 12, we find the words of the Lord Jesus. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Would you pause just a moment with me for a word of prayer? Our dear Lord Jesus, our prayer today is for those people who are physically blind. We pray, dear Lord, that you would touch them, that they might feel your guiding hand, leading and protecting them from all harm, even though they cannot see the things that might potentially harm them. Lord, grant them a vision of you to hold before the eyes of their hearts. This we pray in your precious and holy name, and amen.
Matthew tells us that Jesus died on a Friday afternoon around 3 p.m. Why is that information important to remember? With Upwards, I'm Max Licato. Any Jewish person of that day knew the significance. You see, a mile away at the temple, a priest was slaughtering a lamb for the sins of the people, always at 3 p.m. Ironic, isn't it? On Golgotha, hanging on the cross, was Jesus, the Lamb of God. Unlike the work of the priest, Jesus was offering a once-and-for-all sacrifice, never to be repeated. And heaven was not looking at the Lamb of man, but rather at the cross at the Lamb of God who had come to take away the sins of the world. God's timing is always precise. Whatever time it is in this moment where you are in God's sight, right now is the right time for you to accept His gift of salvation.
Thank you, Max. Let's bring on the Old Time Gospel Hour Quartet. This is called Dancing in the Fire.
9 feet high and 9 feet wide, the idol was pure as gold. King Nebuchadnezzar gave the decree to the Israelites of old. The music will play, and if you do as I say, you will bow as I desire. But there's a furnace that's hot, and if you bow not, you'll be thrown into the fire. Many folks bow and praise out loud this lifeless piece of art. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would not betray their heart.
They just couldn't bend to the idols of men, for they knew their gods to reign. So they all stood their ground, and the king had them bound,
and threw them into the flame.
Now soldiers were hired to stoke the fire to 7 times the heat. The king would never tolerate rebellion from these three. But he was the one who was so overcome when he looked in the furnace door. He could suddenly see that what he started as three had now turned into four. And they were shouting and praising and worshiping the king, and they were smiling and clapping. They didn't feel a thing. And they were dancing in the fire, set free from their chains. Dancing in the fire, they were feeling no pain. They were singing like a heavenly choir, even when the flames crept higher and higher. Dancing in the fire, it never got burned. Dancing in the fire, the Lord King surely learned. Serving God was their only desire.
Sure enough, for the next 7 years, there were bumper crops everywhere. During those years, Joseph took a portion of all the crops grown in Egypt and stored them for the government in nearby cities. After 7 years, the granaries were filled to overflowing. There was so much grain, like sand on the seashore, that the people could not keep track of the amount. During this time, before the arrival of the first of the famine years, 2 sons were born to Joseph and his wife, Asenath, the daughter of Potipherah, priest of Heliopolis. Joseph named his older son Manasseh, for he said, "God has made me forget all my troubles and the family of my father." Joseph named his second son Ephraim, for he said, "God has made me fruitful in this land of my suffering." Genesis chapter 41, verses 47 through 52 from the Holy Bible, New Living Translation for those who thirst.
This is Gospel Time, a radio ministry. We depend upon your prayers and financial support to keep us on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help us, write to us at Gospel Time, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write us today.
Now on Gospel Time, it's Hymn Time.
by nightfall, how weary I've grown. Father's arms would slip around me and gently
Hi, can I help you two with something today?
Yeah, we'd like to hire a guide. We're going to climb in the Tetons.
The Tetons. You guys have climbing experience.
In the daily climb of life, we all need a guide. Only Jesus knows the right way. He will keep you from falling down the slippery slope. Read Colossians chapter 2, and don't forget your guide. Jesus knows the way because He is the way. A thought for your Christian life from the pages of Our Daily Bread.
Let's listen now to Safe Harbor as they sing the song entitled Pray.
Pray when you're feeling low, when the ill winds blow.
I said, now don't forget to pray.
Hallelujah, brother, come on and
pray when you go to bed for your daily bread.
I said, now
don't forget to pray. You can awake a beautiful morning. When you've got troubles, remember this morning and pray,
brother,
until judgment day.
Hallelujah, I've
got the devil to pay.
I said now,
if you never pray,
open up the good book, find something, brothers and sisters, won't you listen to me? You better get ready, forget your misery
when you're feeling.
Get on your bended knee
when the ill winds
come.
come to the Lord and he'll set you free. To pray for all the people from the face of devil. Bring him all your burdens
when
too.
You go to bed.
I know that he will see you through.
For your day to pray.
Come to the Lord and he'll
don't
set you free.
To pray.
If you only pray, you can awake
you
to
can
a beautiful morning. When you've got troubles, remember this warning and pray
brother,
until judgment day.
Hallelujah,
I've got the devil to pay.
I said now,
if you never pray, you can awake to a beautiful morning. When you've got troubles, remember this warning and pray until judgment day. Got the devil to pay if you never pray.
Well, you gotta pray, my brother, when the Spirit hits. Sing and shout of the Holy Ghost. Clap, clap hands and shout hallelujah.
If you want to get joy like you never knew. Pray and pray and pray and pray for.
And we're gonna sound the trumpet one day.
Pray!
Well, well, well.
Pray and never doubt.
My brother.
The Lord will bring you out.
I said now.
If you'll only pray.
Lord, thank you for this quiet moment. This is Elizabeth George. If someone asked you to describe your quiet time with God today, what would you say? We know how to pull off parties, weddings, and retreats, and our quiet time should be no different, especially considering the value. What's ideal for you? What would make it a quality time? What energizes and refreshes you? Keep in mind, something is better than nothing. Pick a time that matches your lifestyle, even if it's the middle of the night, or at a lunch break, in the car. Take your calendar and make an appointment each day. It's such a vital part of becoming a woman after God's own heart. This is Elizabeth George.
Here's a song from a group called Rejoice, Let the River Run.
I've walked through this dusty place, thirsting for your saving grace to wash over me once again. Lord, you know I need a touch of your sweet love to fill me up. I'm longing for that joy deep within.
Let the river run.
Holy Ghost,
flood through my
Chuck, I love my wife. I love everything about her.
Uh-huh. So, tell me, why are you both here in family counseling?
Oh, he says he loves me, but I don't believe a word of it.
I don't know why she says that. There's nothing I wouldn't do for her.
Nothing? Doctor, ask him about his Friday afternoons.
Okay, so Mr. Smith?
Oh, she always brings that up. Just because I have lunch with my ex-girlfriend every Friday, she gets all worried. I keep telling her that there's nothing going on.
Well, if you know it really bothers her, why don't you stop having lunch with your ex-girlfriend?
Doc, I dedicate my whole life to my wife, but I need to have one area that's for me. I'm not asking too much, am I?
God promised to bless those who are obedient. If you love God, do you show it in all areas of your life? Or are you holding back something you call your own? A message from Lifeline Productions.
Time for one more song. Let's bring on the Palmetto State Quartet. This is called Yes, I Can.
The Lord never promised me a garden of roses. He never said this life on earth would be void of pain. But just as sure as man may be born into trouble, through his infinite goodness, God provided a way. When the mountains stand, I will rise above it. When the valley lies before me, I will to the other side. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. In the Master's hand. Yes, I can. I can walk through the fire, knowing He me. I can make it through the storm, knowing He's in control. I will count it all joy just to walk in His presence. There's no doubt He is with me wherever I go.
Well, that's all the time they're going to give us for today's Gospel Time program. A reminder that Gospel Time stays on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station because of your prayers and your financial support. If you'd like to help us, here is our mailing address. It's Gospel Time, Post Office Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, and our zip code is 62815. Thanks for listening to our program today. Until our next radio broadcast, if the Lord's willing. This is Dave Rigg asking the Lord to richly bless you.